exercises 3 and 4, page 17. You will hear two friends, Erin and James, talking about unusual festivals.
So, James, we need to talk about the presentation that we have to give about an unusual festival. I found a few options. How about you?
Yeah, I found out about an interesting one in Norway called the Ice Music Festival. It's very unusual because everything, including the venue, instruments, art, and decorations, is made of ice and snow. It was started in 2006 by a Norwegian drummer and has been an annual event ever since.
Wow! When is it?
It's in February. All of the stages are built every time, which is a major art project completed by university students. Once they're ready, around 30 volunteer ice cutters, designers, and architects spend the 10 days before the festival making everything else.
That's cool. I found another one in Australia called the Burrawa Wool Fest.
Wool Fest? So, like a festival of wool?
Yep. It's in a small town, which only has a population of around 2,000 people. But they've got around 12,000 sheep. They have wool fashion shows, wool workshops, and a big wool parade with lots of floats. It started in the late 90s to promote the town's wool industry, and the highlight is the running of the sheep, when hundreds of sheep run down the main street chased by farmers and sheepdogs.
How strange. There's also the South Outdoor Festival by the seaside in the small town of Borsch, Albania. It's a celebration of everything that can be enjoyed outdoors, including sports, culture, traditions, music, nature, and food. The idea is to gather the most popular outdoor activities together into one event.
What kind of activities?
Visitors can compete and have fun doing outdoor activities, like water sports or mountain biking. You can fly kites or play giant outdoor games too. They have more than 40 activities to choose from.
Sounds fun! But look at this one that they put on in September in Rwanda every year. It's called the Kwita Izina Ceremony, and it's when they give the new baby gorillas names.
Wow, really? How cute.
Totally. Big crowds come to join in. It's a celebration of wildlife protection and culture, where the community all come together to raise money for a good cause.
That's amazing.
I know. Because there are less than 1,000 mountain gorillas remaining in the world, this is a festival to celebrate the birth of each and every one and to thank the people who protect them. Last year, 23 baby mountain gorillas were born, and since the ceremony started in 2005, they have named around 400 of them.
Fantastic. Well, I think the Ice Music Festival sounds really interesting, but for me, the gorilla naming ceremony would make the best presentation.
Yeah, you're right. Let's do that one.